Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting third. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank Coggins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Priddy. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Priddy. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a line drive towards the mound. Wilson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savarin for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Priddy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein strikes out. One out. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cullen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. Stroud hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. Savarin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savarin. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Savarin steals second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Savarin scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Valentine. The throw from Freehan and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. Wirt moves to third. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard strikes out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Epstein hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup scores. Cash moves to second. It's Senators, 1, Tigers, 1. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cash scores. Freehan moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Dick Lines now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards second. Coggins throws to second for one, and Cullen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Freehan scores. McAuliffe moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance pinch hits for Dick Lines. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Horton reaches second base with a double. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to second. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Freehan moves to third. Wirt moves to second. Barry Moore now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 2 in the game. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stroud for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley pinch hits for Jerry Lump. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Horton takes first base on ball 4. Stanley moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Ray Euler pinch runs for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Kaline moves to third. Euler moves to second. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Ray Euler now playing shortstop. Jim Northrup now playing left field. Dick McAuliffe now playing second B. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Epstein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Casey Cox now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Freehan moves to second. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Savarin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe is walked intentionally. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan pinch hits for Casey Cox. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. One out. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. Stroud takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lasher now pitching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Freehan and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Savarin strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Dave Baldwin now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Coggins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup is walked intentionally. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kaline moves to third. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Northrup. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Northrup steals second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Freehan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Coggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Frank Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Epstein moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Epstein scores. Coggins moves to third. It's 5-3, Tigers. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Coggins scores. Casanova moves to second. It's 5-4, Tigers. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stroud hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Word settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cap Peterson pinch hits for Bob Savarin. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.